الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية، فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى has made this world, and tests and trials in this world is part and parcel of it. On one occasion it is said, one person, he wanted to live a life which all of us want to, gham proof, no worry whatsoever. Every moment of my life I must just feel happy, must have enjoyment. And he had known that Khidr alayhi salam, who we usually say Khidr alayhi salam, is mustajab al-da'wat. It is famous, it is known, and he's still living, he's still around, according to ulama. And he, whatever dua he makes, it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So he was looking to meet Khidr alayhi salam. It happened, he met him and he told him, I want this dua. So he told him, that is for Jannat. That la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. No fear, no grief whatsoever. In this dunya, it comes for everyone. No Nabi was spared from it also. When Adam alayhi salatu wa salam ate of the forbidden fruit, what and what he went through. And for how many years he pleaded to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, please forgive me. Every Nabi, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when he asked for intercession for his son, and then Allah Ta'ala reprimanded him and told him, he's not your family, he's not your son. And there are a lot of other lessons to learn who are our family and who are not our family. Deen has taught us that on the basis of deen, everything is. More we say that blood is thicker than water, but really deen is everything. Allah Ta'ala give us this reality. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam also begged Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, forgive me, what did I ask for? Like that, every Nabi. In the battle of Badr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was promised victory. But how he pleaded to Allah Ta'ala, so much so that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his most closest companion, best friend, for whom Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was everything, he came and he threw his hands around Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Say, oh Nabi of Allah, Allah has accepted your duas. How much are you going to still exert yourself? It shows on the one side that we can never thrust ourselves, our duas or anything. Everything is in the hands of Allah. On the other side, it shows that how much we must fear Allah. Allah had promised the Ashara Mubashara on the tongue of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But if we hear the conditions, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, so this carries on. And from there also till today, there isn't a person that can have, and the more, as mashallah it was explained, the righteous and the pious, their real concern and worry is of deen. Unfortunately, we worry, washing machine is broken is a big worry for us. And now see, our mind just doesn't want to work. The car didn't start today. So that's a big worry. But for these people, these things are nothing. They are play. The whole pandemic is like a joke for them. It's a play. Reality is my how my mort is going to come. And for us, pandemic is a big thing. A very big thing. And we forget even our deen in the whole process. And we forget the teachings of deen also. But for the righteous and the pious, they also have worry. But their worry is that I must not commit one guna. One great buzurg, he said, my only worry is that I must not commit a guna. Whereas for us to break the laws of Allah, it means absolutely nothing. We don't, it means nothing. We'll even make a joke out of it, na'udhu billah. So Allah Ta'ala just worries. So anyway, he met Khidr alayhi salam. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam told him, that is not here for dunya. But I will make this dua for you. You look for a person who, in your opinion, is really how you want to be. That enjoyment, that pleasure, no worry whatsoever. So, and when you tell me, I will meet you again. You tell me and I'll make dua, Allah will make you like that person. So he went, he looked, he saw a shopkeeper, very busy, buying, selling, and customers, serving 8-10 customers one time. Very busy. This man must be really happy. He's making so much money. When he asked him, he said, I am happy. But I've got this one problem. Hey, my son is of age, he's going to get married, I have to open a shop for him, I have to set him up, my mind is not working. How am I going to do that? Went to somebody else in an office, wonderful office, all the, according to today, the electronical gadgets, the furniture, the aircon, everything, secretary there, everything. This person, you can see, he is really happy. Asked him, he said that I'm happy, but every month I'm short so much in my salary. And every person is short every month. And no matter how much we are earning, we are still short. And we go about working for an increase, we get the increase. For one month it's alright, next month again we short. So this carries on all the time. Carried on till he came to a person who was in a mansion. Beautiful big mansion. Little rivers, streams flowing, water features, the garden, the beauty, all, whatever you can think of. He says, yeah, I don't even have to ask. It's quite clear. This man, he said, what enjoyment he's got. But he said, let me make sure. So he asked him. So he asked that, why are you asking me? So he said, for this reason, for that reason, I'll disclose my condition. Otherwise, my condition, I can't disclose it to anyone. But you are asking me, you want to become like me? So I will tell you what my condition is. He said that my wife had become ill. She became so ill that there was no hope now. It was almost certain she's going to die. They loved one another very greatly. And they had many times promised, like many people promise that I'll never marry after you again. The wife also says, the husband also says, that I'll never marry again. So she asked, you remember your, she said, 100%, I'll never marry. But she said, I'm not satisfied. You will marry again, you're still young. And you will marry again. I'll only be happy if you cut off your private part, castrate yourself completely. Then I'll be satisfied. Love was really genuinely so much. He agreed, he had it done. Allah Shan on the other side, she started getting better. And more better. And more better than before. Her health, her desire increased more also now. And he was completely useless. He could do nothing. So he says, you see, all these children here, I know for a fact they are my workers' children. They are not my children. They are ascribed to me. But they are not my children, they are my work. So who can be in a worse condition than me? Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in one bayan, he explains in detail, never be deceived by the outward form of this dunya. People who you see are flying by air, this appointment, that appointment, this booking they got, they are in that resort, and they really, it's just really like what a life they've got. And worse, which is a fact open to us, those people who are the singers who are on stages, and everyone is praising them, and people are shouting, and people are clapping hands for them, and all that. But ask them, when they off the stage, what's their condition? All of them, whoever they can be, whether it's sportsmen, whether it's people in this, all the shows, etc. So don't be fooled, Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, by the outward condition. So anyway, those people and all their gham, which is a very valuable thing, this worry that eats you up, and all that very valuable commodity and asset, it is used for the useless, filthy things of this dunya. All the time. And where is the Ahlullah? They're burning themselves also, but for Allah, for the deen. They're crying in tahajjud. For the ummah they are crying. Their akhirat, how will my maut come? And that worry of theirs is also rewarded so greatly by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh Rahimahullah used to say that the muhtamim of a madrasa, he used to say muhtamim comes from hum. And hum means worry. That means he is always beset with worry. That my madrasa, all this aspect, the students, the ustad, there are so many things that he worries about. That is who is a muhtamim who has got. But for every worry, there is a great reward by Allah Ta'ala. All that worries that they go through, any person who is in charge, or we are in charge of our children, and if we are parents according to Sharia, worried of their deen, worried of their akhirat, and we worrying about them all the time, then if all that worry, the duas that we are making, we can't fall asleep, the son hasn't still come home, the daughter hasn't reached her house still, and we are worrying all the time, for all that there is a reward, if it is for deen. And the correct, what we call the correct relationship, like Allah Ta'ala informed Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, like for Lut alayhi salam, his wife, that for if it is for deen, if it is out of deen, then it is a different story completely. So anyway, so this worry is all the time there. And this has been all the time. If we take, as I explained a little bit, till the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, ulama, and mashallah, may Allah Ta'ala reward all the ulama, all their talks. Really, I personally have benefited tremendously. May Allah make it a reality and let it last all the time. All of us and all who came, if there was nobody here, then who are you going to speak to? For everyone who came, and really all the talks also that were given, what absolute, wonderful, good, important, vital talks. But that was also by the talab of the people who are here. What we have come, we heard Islahi Jalsa. I must make my Islah. So we have come for that. According to that, Allah puts the words in the speaker's mouth also. And Allah puts that worry also. So all of us together, we make dua, Allah be pleased with us. We are not fit for it, we are right off completely. But Allah is most kareem, most raheem. Allah is ghafoor, he is shakoor also. So what must Allah be shakoor? Who must Allah thank? Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. But he is that kind being who still, whatever little, in fact it comes. When a banda makes Allah's ibadat, he has brought iman. He obeys Allah Tabarak and he says, Ya Allah, it's only your tawfiq. Then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, my banda, but you did everything. It is, no doubt, it's only the tawfiq of Allah. If anyone feels the love of Allah in his heart, it's only by Allah. Nobody can love Allah until Allah loves you. You can't feel that you have got the love of Allah until Allah doesn't love you. It is from Allah Ta'ala. It is initiated from there. manifestation that we say we love Allah, I think I love Allah, even that thinking, Allah make it a reality, but that thinking is also a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is all. So Allah says, my banda, it's you who did everything. You getting up for tahajjud, you are going in jamaat, you have become an alim, you have stayed up late hours learning your sabaks, you tolerated so much from your friends when you were studying, from your ustad, things that were difficult, you tolerated. Allah praises him. And when a person says, I did it, then Allah Ta'ala says, didn't I give you the tawfiq? Where did you do it? From where did you get that tawfiq? So Allah Ta'ala is that, Allah is so merciful, Allah is so thankful, that whenever we do anything and we make our ibadat, we thank Allah Ta'ala, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, on that shukr also Allah Ta'ala rewards us. Allah is that great kind being. When we make dua to Allah, we are asking Allah Ta'ala, which is also by the tawfiq of Allah. And in fact it comes, what Allah wants to give you, Allah gives you the tawfiq to make dua. In other words, what you are going to ask for is 100% going to be accepted. Allah wants to give it to you, He just wants you to ask. And then He gives you the tawfiq to ask. In fact, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, Hazrat says that when Allah wants to forgive somebody, then it is like a king who wants to forgive that person who did wrong. The teacher, he wants to forgive that student whatever wrong, the father, the mother, the child. And now they tell them, okay, just fill in, just write that you have done wrong and I'm asking for forgiveness. That is proof they want to forgive. So when Allah Ta'ala said, فَعَفُوا عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَعَفُوا عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا, Allah Ta'ala told us, you just say this word. In other words, Allah has decided He's going to forgive you already. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, Allah declared that don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that Maulan Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, it comes in the hadith, to lose hope in the mercy of Allah is kufr. So what a beautiful explanation of this, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah. Every mu'min really, Allah make us, we are frightened. Kufr, I fall into kufr, must stay away from there. So we are warned it's kufr, so stay away. So we stay away from losing hope in the mercy of Allah. In other words, this is also Allah's mercy, that He told us that it's kufr, and we frightened for kufr. Kufr is a very, very serious, the worst thing that can happen is kufr. So we just want to, so Allah says, you just keep away from there. Just stay, all the, your gauge is showing, when the radiator, the water is cool, everything, green. When it goes in the red, it's danger. So you just stay in the green all the time. You just stay in the hope of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, all these conditions have come. We mustn't be overwhelmed with the present conditions. Conditions are there. They are coming. They have come. And they're still going to come also. And all the time if we see, we study that how many Buzurgani Deen, in the past also they said, already Imam Mahdi has been born. The way the conditions they saw. And they said that he is born already. What happened? Karbala, we know what happened. When the Tartars invaded Baghdad, it was like the end of Islam. Islam cannot now, nobody will take the name of Allah anymore. In the time of the Sahaba, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, what halat and conditions came on the Muslims. And then after that, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Karbala, and what happened there, really it was like Islam is finished, wiped out from the surface of the earth. But Islam spread, and that time it was there. Today it is right in the whole of America. Today it is in the whole of China, in the whole of Russia, the whole world. Islam is alive all the time. And we, there are weaknesses, we are very weak, but undoubtedly throughout the world, Allah has got His bandas and His bandis. And his servants everywhere who are getting up for tahajjud presently now, and how they cry to Allah, whether it's in North America, South America, any country of Europe, Asia, all the countries of Africa, the jungles, the cities, the villages, everywhere Allah has kept his mandas. And Allah will keep them, and they are there, alhamdulillah. And how they are, what qualities they have got. Allah, and they are present now, so we must never ever lose hope. Allah is there. In fact, there was one person of Azadwal, Abbas Bey Nanabai, marhum, who was the brother of Maulana Muhammad Nanabai, marhum. He told me one time that when Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to South Africa in the 60s, and he was hosted by the people of Krugersdorp that time, and Varachias had lot contact with Hackworth also. So between that they were. So anyway, when Mufti Saab was leaving, we told him that the way conditions are this at the moment in the 60s, that we don't think our children will be even on Islam when they grow up. That time, that is now 60 years ago, round about. And we don't think they will be on Deen also. He said it came out of Mufti Saab's tongue that in your town there will be a Darul Uloom. They say we couldn't understand. We are telling Mufti Saab we don't think our children will be Muslims also. And Mufti Saab is saying there will be a Darul Uloom in your town. And then when he saw Allah Ta'ala made it, he says, I'm surprised. I couldn't ever in my wildest dreams ever imagine that a thing like this can happen. So today also we got fear, our children, we must have the fear. And لا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. We must make this wasiyat, must make this effort, but don't lose hope. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Allah's qudrat, Allah's rahmat is above everything. And no matter what conditions have come, what are coming, what is happening, never ever a mu'min won't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And really, this is such a thing, that worry, that hum in which a person wo ghulta hai, he's burning himself. You just hand it, Ya Allah, your qudrat is above everything. Palestine at the moment, Baitul Maqdis out of, and when the Jews came and they took control, or they entered into Jerusalem, the whole Muslim world was in turmoil, that how could the Jews ever put foot in Jerusalem? But alhamdulillah, the Muslims are still there. They are in control of Baitul Maqdis, Baitul Muqaddas. But still, alhamdulillah, ibadat is carrying on, namazes. And we make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, put Baitul Maqdis back into the hands of the Muslims. Outwardly for us, it's an impossibility. But for Allah Ta'ala, it's not even child's play. For Allah Ta'ala to decide it, and Allah makes the decision and brings the conditions, nothing is difficult for Allah. So don't ever, let us never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Conditions have come, conditions have gone. Muslims are increasing all the time. And also one thing is that the quality of our Iman and Islam, we are weak, we are very, very weak. But there are those, and in these times, Allahu Akbar, we should try and the ulama read the last chapter of Mishkat Sharif, the fazail of this ummah, or learn those who are not alims, ask the ulama, or alhamdulillah, the kitab is in English also, get the Mishkat Sharif, read the last chapter, and see what virtues for this ummah at this time. Just as one of mashallah in the bayan, it was explained that the ghuraba of this time, they're going to get the reward of 50 people. Not the 50 people of today, but 50 sahaba. And how many other fazail for this? So today, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali is written that the hadith that comes, that towards the last times, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, if you leave out 10% of what you have to do, you are in problems, you are in danger. But the latter people, they will only do 10% and they will go far away. So Hazrat explained, that is not in quantity, but in quality. Like 20 rakats of namaz are faraz. The faraz namazes, if we count them up, with the witr comes to 20. So it doesn't mean now only 2 rakats you make 10%. No, still that will remain 20%. But the quality of the namaz, our sincerity, our devotion, and in everything, our niyyah today is so weak. So just this little bit also, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will give. So we must never lose hope. And Allah loves those bandas. Particularly it comes the ulama who give the people hope in the mercy of Allah. Let us never ever speak things. Today unfortunately, one of the major weapons of shaitan is fear. And they put fear into the people. Muslims, non-Muslims, everyone. Fear they work on. And the minute a person is afraid, a drowning person will hold on to a straw also. The minute you are afraid, whatever they will dish out to you, you will grab it. And they are deceiving us. They are bluffing us. But because of fear, we are just grabbing it. Hook, line and sinker, we take whatever they are saying. So we should not have that fear which they are putting. Natural fear is in every person. But to be overwhelmed and overawed and all the time living in that fear, keep our eyes on Allah. And two things so easy we can do to relieve ourselves. One is that I can't handle the matter. It's a fact. Nobody can handle. We hand it over to Allah. نَعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنَعْمَ النَّصِيرُ Allah Ta'ala, what a Mawla, what a helper. نَعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيرُ What a Mawla, what a friend, what a companion, what a guardian. And what a person who takes over everything you hand it to him. So what a, you just hand it over. The other, have husn al-zan of Allah Ta'ala. That Ya Allah, you look after everything. And you get rewarded for that. Gee, and I was saying like dua we make, and Allah Ta'ala is that merciful, kind being, Shakur, that when we ask somebody, if I ask somebody, bring me a glass of water or something, he'll bring the water, he'll give it, but he's not going to give me some money because you asked me to bring water. Allah Ta'ala is that being, for asking him is rewarding us. He gives us what we ask for also. And for asking he gives, and in fact Allah becomes angry if we don't ask. Yeah, in this dunya it is such, you ask somebody, your best friend, it can be your father, it can be your son, your brother, your wife, that we will do any and everything for you. But the time comes, we say, now we can't manage. Now it's too much, we can't manage. But Allah Ta'ala, no matter what we ask, Allah will never say, I can't manage now. In fact, if we don't ask, Allah becomes angry. You ask, your friend will become angry. How many times you are a person, Allah save us all, you are bedridden, you are calling on your son, you are calling on your daughter, on your wife, they will respond, but they also get tired, they also busy with their work, how much they going to respond? But Allah Ta'ala, by mistake also, really by mistake you call, that person was worshipping his sanam, his idol, and he's worshipping sanam, sanam, ya sanam. No results, no response. But by mistake it went out, ya samad. Allah, what do you want, my banda? And Allah really is that being that is there for us all the time. So we must never lose hope. The other thing is our present and like future conditions also. The same fear that is put into us, all the conspiracy theories that are being made, the Islam of the phobia people got about it. We are getting worried about that. New world order, what they're going to do. Who's more greater? Is Allah more greater? Or the new world order? Or the old world order of Allah Ta'ala? Allah is the greatest. We must have full trust in Allah Ta'ala. That all the things, whatever the planning, and Shaitan, who is the chief planner, behind all of them is Shaitan. And Allah has declared, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا That the planning of Shaitan is weak. All Allah wants from us, little that himmat. Your little child, he can't walk, he's still too small, but he just puts his leg one little, oh wow, mashallah, my child is walking today, my grandchild has taken a step, little bit, he babbles some words, oh he can start, he can speak now. Allah Ta'ala is more than all the mothers in the world, all the fathers in the world together. Allah is more merciful and more kind. So never ever lose hope. Allah is the greatest. And Allah is there for the believers. We must just turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and beg Him for all His favors. So we have to just beg Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala all the time and make our contact. And don't despair. These people are putting this fear, and it's all just imaginary fears. A little instance is written of one person, a gangster. He was in Deoband. In those days, very old days, when Deoband was surrounded by all woods, jungle. So he was walking at night, and it was a stormy night, lightning, raining, hailing, stormy night. As he walked, he saw, now in that, the sphere which is in a person, he saw in the trees the form of another big gangster. And that person had a sword in his hand. So he became very frightened. And he said, "Please, have mercy on me. You know my father and your father were the best of friends." And he pleaded with him. As a light of lightning flashed again, he saw it's just a branch, it's not. He said, "Who you think? Who am I? You think I'm frightened for you? I'm not frightened for you." So just like that, the fear, just this is that we just saw that. Just see a glimpse of Allah's Qudrat, a glimpse of Allah's Rahmat. And every one of us, we have experienced the help of Allah. We might not recognize it. We say, "I just got saved from that accident." At that time, how I got saved, it was just a split second. And what could happen? It wasn't just that I got, Allah saved me. Acknowledge it. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, stresses on this point. Recognize the help of Allah Ta'ala. That we are making namazes, it's not I'm making, it's only Allah's fadl. I'm keeping my Ramzan roza. This roza is not a joke, it's not easy. When asked any non-Muslim, but Allah is making it easy for, it's not we, it's Allah Ta'ala. See the rahmat and the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. During these times, to take Allah's name and to carry on with the ibadah, the world, our people are against us also. And still to be, it's nothing but the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So see the mercy of Allah. Allah's mercy is there. Taraweeh, that young boy, he has just completed his hifz, he's just turned 15 baligh, he's on the musalla, he's reading 20 rakat. Is that not the mercy of Allah and the qudrat of Allah and the open qudrat of Allah? That boy, those boys who are getting before Fajr and throughout the country, inshallah throughout the world, hifz classes are carrying Allah's fazl today. How many hifz classes? And those little boys, the girls who are becoming hafiz, if this is not the miracle of Allah and the qudrat of Allah, to learn kalamullah, and for us ajmi, to learn it in Arab, and mashallah, the reading today generally, what quality. When Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi came, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahab rahmatullah alayhi Ustad told us, they made safar, where many places Hazrat made bayan. Many places, then Maulana bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi should tell them, we have to repeat our namaz. The Imam's reading was so poor that Lahane Jali, the open, it's not valid, namaz is not valid. He said, we'll have to repeat our namaz. But today, generally, almost 99 or 100% the reciting of the Quran Sharif, what level it has reached, where it has reached. So is this not, don't we see the mercy of Allah? Why are we being so negative? Why are we only looking at the wrong side? Allah's mercy is so great. There was not long ago, then we wouldn't find a woman in parda in our country. And many Arab countries also. Other countries also. But today, little girls are in parda also. Jokingly playing, they wear their burqa, they put it on, etc. But they are wearing it where it was, couldn't be imagined at one time. Today it is there. This kurta, the topi. There was a time when when we became a bit conscious. Nobody used to wear topi. There was no one with topi except a few families, one, two particular families known as pious religious families. And if you wore a topi, it was necessary you belong to that family. The rest, nobody wore topi. Beard, a person who kept a beard, he was called Dari. He was called Bharatman. Just because nobody else kept a beard.
So today, look at the mercy of Allah. Don't let us be despondent in any way. And then Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah's mercy is just carrying on all the time. That we are sitting talking of Deen, we'll be making our zuhar. What a great ni'mat of Allah. And when we fulfill the commandments of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, at that time also think like namaz. Ya Allah, you made namaz for us. What a great favor of yours. Just say these words and soon that namaz won't remain a duty, it will become a pleasure. And Ya Allah, you gave me the honor of performing namaz. And haqiqat and reality, 100% in the whole world, everything what is happening, whatever holidays people are going, resorts there are, all the parliaments, and all the technology, and all the industries, and all where technology, man, mind gets peppled with the technology, much more greater than that is the two rakats of namaz. Is one subhana, and you giving me the tawfiq of saying that two rakats of namaz, even if it is just my outward form. Ya Allah, what a ni'mat of yours. You are giving me this. And how much you love this namaz. Allah doesn't love all those factories and all that big technology and all that parliament and all whatever is happening in the world as the two rakats of namaz. And moreover, if you are alone in the masjid, Allah kept you back in His house. Who do you keep back? The person you love, and Allah gave you the opportunity. So let us try and come early for namaz also. Let us stay longer in the masjid also. These are the great namaz. Then more than that, Allah give us this tawfiq. What our weakness, undoubtedly. What our gunas, what our faults. When the time of maut will come, inshallah, Allah at mercy of us, the announcement will be made, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. O soul, that is completely, we trusted in Allah. We made tafweez, we handed our matters to Allah Ta'ala. Written of one lady who passed away recently in Trinidad at the age of 83. Lot of Quran Sharif she should read, lot of details. Her granddaughter reports that she lost her parents, which many people lose, it happens. She lost her husband, she lost her children and grandchildren. But every time in her broken, she didn't know the Trinidadian language. In a broken language, she'd say, what to do? Allah's wish. We are happy. We accept. And that the wish gives you so much sukoon. And you're going to fight Allah. That your child is going to come back who has passed away. But you submit, Ya Allah, you wish. And what you have done is for the best. We know Khadir alayhi salam, he killed that little child. But it was for the best. That ship, he caused the problem in it. It was for the better. Whatever he did, everything, whatever Allah does, ma asabakum min musibatin, that whatever difficulties come to us, it is from Allah Ta'ala. Huwa Mawlana. Allah is our Mawla. Allah knows what is best for us. Outwardly, we can't seem to understand it. That famous little instance of that king who used to go for his hunting, loved his hunting a lot. So he went with his minister, always accompanied him. Minister had the habit, he had this reality that whatever jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is for the best. Just as they started their journey, the king got hurt. He cut his thumb, yeah, somewhere he got little injured. And just when you get cut, then the pain is more. The burning sensation, it is terrible. But the minister had the habit, jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. What Allah does is for the best. In other words, good what happened. So the king couldn't accept it. I got hurt, it's paining, burning me here. And he's saying it's good what happened. So the king immediately, king is the king, he ordered 3 days jail sentence for you. Again he said, whatever Allah does, he does for the best. So the king anyway went on his journey, his hunting. And this also, there's so much detail that once something boots sawar hota hai, then nothing can stop you. People can tell you, when Abu Jahl, so many people saw dreams, warned him, openly told him, let's not go for the battle of Badr. We wanted to save the caravan has reached Makkah. Let us not go. But he said, no, we're going to fight. And what happened finally? So, Ubud jab sawar hota hai, then nothing makes sense to anyone. So, ask that young girl, ask that young boy, ask that person who wants to buy that property, ask that person who wants to go on that world cruise. People explaining him, but nothing makes sense at that time. So anyway, the king went, and he went out of his boundaries, and he came to a place where cannibals, man-eaters were. They caught him, they were going to eat him. They used to eat humans alive. So they were going to eat him, but they also had some masalas like we got for Qurbani. So they also, and masalas all got. Today also, everyone got masalas. Even the cannibals got masalas. And they also, like we got for Qurbani, the horn must be all right, the tail must be right, etc. So they checked up, he was cut. They say he's not good for Qurbani. So then he realized what that minister said, a small cut, my life got saved. Otherwise they should eat me alive. So anyway, now he came and he set him free with great honor and pomp and great party, red carpet treatment. And he said that, I got saved, I understand what you told. But when I send you to jail, you said that was also good. What was good in that? He said, King, Badshah Salamat, you know that we never separate. We are always together. When they caught you, Laziman, they should have caught me also. And when they caught me, I had no cut or sore or nothing wrong in my body. They should leave you and they should eat me up. I say 3 days in jail, my life got saved. So whatever Allah does is for the better. Allah put this reality. Today a time has come that to speak just also has become difficult. Otherwise the speaking is not the essence, it's not the reality. Allah puts it in our heart. But today even just the speaking is also something. We don't want to accept the commands of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and Allah save us from imtihanat and trials. We are very weak. So anyway, if we will carry on when we come to that, Allah Ta'ala will say, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna. That nafs that has surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. Allah grant us. That is why we have come here. That is why, alhamdulillah, so good talks were given. And the reality is we go